Welcome into the studio, our own Jerry Cooley, and a surprise guest, Mr. Dicky Rock. Good morning, Dicky.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm great, and you?
I just dropped in, you know, just off the cuff.
Actually, you may as well.
It's about four years since I've been here.
Yeah, is it? How are things going? What are you doing to yourself these days?
Oh, I'm doing loads of things, thank God. I'm going to Killarney on Saturday, the Glen Eagle.
Go away. If it's still there with the storm? If it's still there after the storm?
Yeah. And then I'm going to, next Saturday week, I'm going to, what's it called? Limerick Junction. Beautiful hotel. It's in actually Tipperary. Right. Doing a gig down there. And I've done a few over the Christmas and a few gigs. That's the way it is now. The special gigs, good ones.
Yeah, you're probably still number one down in Limerick, are you? Down there with the rock and roll music and all of that.
It's fabulous. That, you know, if you think of it, my record, There's Always Me.
Yeah.
Went to number one.
Right.
Now, I was only 15.
Go away.
In 6th of January, 1964.
You were only 15, Dickie, right?
50 years.
And did they not have laws about people at a certain age, like working?
Yeah. Well, my mother told me to get out and make a few bobs, so I had to do it, you know.
Yeah.
We lived in Capital West, and I go up there every so often, and it's amazing. I park outside the house.
Ah, go away.
And I just close my eyes and let my imagination wander.
Right.
I remember playing on the road with the football with the kids on the road. And
sounds like a good song, Dickie. You could get someone to write some lyrics and put a tune to that.
Yeah,
reminiscing.
Very hard to get a good song now.
Yeah.
And what is a good song?
Yeah, true. Like, we were having a discussion this morning, actually, an open discussion in the studio this morning. What is this big, Garrett Brooks coming and everybody loves him and everyone's so surprised. What do you think of Garrett Brooks?
I actually love his music.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, I say his music.
Well, the genre.
The songs he sings.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like saying I love Elvis's music, but Elvis just sang the songs, and Frank Sinatra's music, he sang the songs that somebody else wrote.
Yeah, yeah.
But Garth Brooks wrote some songs, you know, but he's not country and western.
No.
He's a middle-of-the-road singer, and the songs are middle-of-the-road.
Well, he's
other fabulous. But, I mean, the coverage he got.
Yeah, I know.
My God. Mm. I mean, you'd pack out anywhere with that kind of coverage.
Any chance of getting on the bill, no? I'll put a word in when I say
it's too expensive, you know.
He couldn't afford it.
I'm in the north side now, north side of the city now.
Didn't he record a song under a different name, an assumed name, because he wanted to actually get into the podcast?
I don't know. Yes, but if you think of the coverage, say I decide to do a show in Dublin, say the Olympia or the Gaiety.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm on RTE every day being interviewed about this show in the Olympia and the band I'm using, and then I'm playing records, and next day it's in all over the papers.
Yeah.
So you do a week, pack it out.
Yeah.
They can't buy that coverage.
True enough,
I find it hard to understand.
Yeah. You could do a live gig here in the Civic. The Civic's building here. We could do something live there. We did a live Christmas show here for Christmas time.
Did you?
And it's up on YouTube. I think it has 14 hits.
How many people do you? You were them all.
Imagine my surprise this morning. I was expecting some bedraggled person coming in out of the rain, and the great Dicky Rock is
and
saying,
"You were right." And you were right.
No, you have to say it's fresh bedraggled. And well looking, Dicky. Well. Do people still say that to you? Spit on me, Dickie.
Oh, thank God. You know, it's an amazing thing. I'd be walking down the street or in the seafront in Spain and hear, "Spit on me, Dickie." And it could be from Cork or Limerick or Galway or Donegal.
Yeah.
And not in that accent now.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But and people say, even people say in a restaurant over there in Spain or here, and people coming over looking for a photograph and that, say, "Do you not get fed up with that?"
Yeah.
People say.
And do you have to write that sort of little catchphrase on the photograph, "Spit on me, Dickie"?
I say to them, do you say, does the girl get annoyed? I said, I get annoyed when it doesn't happen.
Right.
And it's true.
Yeah.
I don't think any performer, any artist should be so big.
Yeah.
That they shouldn't be delighted that somebody comes
that recognises them and pays attention to them. Because yous are entertainers.
The mere fact of coming over.
Yeah.
You know. I know I'm a few years in the business now. And
Just a couple.
Five or six, I think.
I'd want to tell you, everybody, I'm the youngest in the studio.
Well, I have to say, you look the youngest.
So what about the show band here?
It's great to see you.
Wasn't it great?
And as I say, I'm just over here with my son.
Yeah.
He works for Insurance Company of Ireland, and he's talking to somebody here.
Right.
And I said, I'll go up to the studio.
He's bringing the elf out for the afternoon. Tell the truth. Bringing the elf out for the afternoon. You're going to get. He's bringing the elf out for the afternoon for Parnell's.
I'm bringing him out.
Go down to Parnell's there and have lunch.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good idea.
I recommend it.
Have you got a good lunch?
Oh, I totally recommend
where,
it.
The place that I did a gig in.
Yeah. Yeah.
The new place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good lunch,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Go down there. You might get a gig out there.
Parnell's. I got a couple of gigs there. What a fabulous place.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's great.
And the guys who worked there and all, and, except that they had no dressing room, changing room. We hung our suits on.
Did not put
mirror.
You down in the sports room. They come out in the football
but
booth
it's a
and
fabulous,
all that.
Fabulous place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Frankie Gleeson
really
is the main man down there.
There,
yeah.
But I love singing, I love performing.
Yeah.
And the money is there, okay, but the main thing is walking on stage.
And yeah, yeah. And should you, like, you're in your home area here in North
people,
Dublin,
yeah.
Like, you know. I know you're from Cabra, you're Cabra, aren't you?
I'm Cabra. Yeah, not Cabra, from... no, I always say Cabra West.
Oh, Cabra West. Over the bridge or behind, is there a bridge up there?
Over the, well, Cabra was, born up there in 19...
Leave it at that.
Around 40s, yeah. One, you know. And, but old Cabra.
Yeah, that was very
over
posh.
Over the bridge, that would have been like probably...
Dunkondra, Glasnevin. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was posh. Yeah, it was posh.
You know.
Yeah. And all the riffraff moved
and we had a three-bedroom house.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. The rent collector's house, posh. I think, was bigger on the corner, wasn't it?
You were in a posh
and opposite
house.
Was a two-bedroom, the parlour houses.
Oh, right, okay.
And I remember one family had 15 kids in a parlour house.
Yeah.
Jesus, it's amazing what we went through then.
What road did you come from in Cabra?
Dingle Road.
Dingle Road. Oh,
very respectable road.
Weren't they all, as a result of the bombings, and after the bombings, they put people in those buildings in Swilly Road, were half built.
Did they?
Yeah, they put them in there to give them something because the North Strand was bombed.
Yeah.
And we're going down memory lane.
Oh,
I do.
They were the posh houses.
I'm the resident historian in here. Yeah. Give me 10 minutes and I'll tell you the life story.
That's
anyway,
interesting.
Lads, listen, thanks very much for calling into me. We're going to listen to an interview now. It's a fundraiser for Edmund Dry's Camps and it's a Waxathon.
Okay, thank you.
So, what do you think, Dickie? Will you volunteer for a Waxit?
Waxing.
A waxing.
A Waxathon. You got all your wax put.
I don't understand those big words.
Okay, right. Thank you very much, Dickie, for dropping into us this morning.
Thank you. It's a surprise for me to be talking to you on the radio.
You're going to have to come over to the Rocky Road some evening to me.
I'd love that.
Tell
us
a little bit about yourself. What you do.
Jenny.
Would you do that, Dickie?
Of course.
Special guest.
Once I'm free, it's all
grand. Okay. Okay.
Right.
We'll exchange details.
We look forward to that.
We'll do lunch, as they say.
We'll do lunch.
Thanks, John.
Okay.